Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Chiefs opened the NFL season last night with a 34-20 win over the Texans. Kansas City lined up along the goal line about 30 minutes before kickoff and watched a video of Alicia Keys performing Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is often considered the Black national anthem. The Texans had already left the field when the demonstration occurred. They remained there until R&B duo Chloe and Halle finished a virtual performance of the Star-Spangled Banner, then ran onto the field to a chorus of boos from fans. The game was attended by a socially distanced crowd of about 17,000 due to the coronavirus pandemic. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers dominated the Rockets 110-100 in Game 4 of their Western Conference semifinal series. Los Angeles leads that series 3-1. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Alexander Radulov scored 31 seconds into overtime to give the Stars a 3-2 win over the Golden Knights. Dallas now leads the Western Conference final 2-1. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox outlasted the Rays 4-3, the Marlins edged the Phillies 7-6, and the Braves triumphed over the Nationals 7-6. The Yankees and Orioles were postponed by rain in New York. That game has been rescheduled as part of a doubleheader today, starting at 4:05 p.m. And in tennis, Victoria Azarenka is the latest player to step in between Serena Williams and a record-tying 24th Grand Slam singles title. Azarenka beat Williams for only the fifth time in 23 meetings yesterday, shaking off a poor start before earning a 1-6, 6-3, 6-3 victory. That puts Azarenka into the U.S. Open final for the first time in 7 years. She'll face Naomi Osaka, who defeated Jennifer Brady 7-6, 3-6, 6-3. I'm Jesse King.